بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم يجمعكم ليوم الجمع ذلك يوم التغابن. ومن يؤمن بالله ويعمل صالحا يكفر عنه سيئاته ويدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. From the beginning of this surah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala exhorts us to believe in Him. At the beginning, Allah explained various qualities of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that was that the person prepares for the akhirat, and two particular things Allah referred to here, that we must know that Allah is watching us all the time, and for the wrong that we do, He can take us to task anytime, in this world also, in the akhirat also. Of course, for a person who makes tawbah in good time, then he will get saved, sincere tawbah. Then Allah tabarak ta'ala explained that same point by historical facts, that the people of Makkah who did not bring Iman still must see, when they travel, they see the signs of Allah's azab that had come. Yeah, in these ayat now, Allah informs us of the future day, the day of Qiyamah. That is a day a person must keep in mind all the time, when he will be meeting Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And for that also you must know that Allah knows everything that we have done, and He will take us to task accordingly. Again, here also, if a person made sincere tawbah, then it is at-ta'ibu min adh-dhanb kaman la dhanba lah. A person who makes sincere tawbah of his sins is like a person who committed no sin whatsoever. So a person should make tawbah. So however, and this is a thing which we must keep in our mind, that we are going to die, we are going to be resurrected, and we will be accountable for each and every action of ours. So Allah reminds us of that day. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ. جِسْ دِن تُمْكُوْ اِكَتَّى كَرِيْغَ جَمَعْ هُنَيْ كِدِن. Remember that day when Allah is going to gather you all, and from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till the day of Qiyamah, all people will be gathered. And that day Allah refers to it here as يَوْمُ الْتَغَابُنْ وَدِنْ هَيْ هَارْ جِيْتْكَ. That is a day of winning and losing. Just like it comes in a hadith also, نِعْمَتَانْ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. There are two ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala in which many people lose and gain. As-sihhatu wal-faragh. One is a person's health, and one is a person's free time. If a person looks after his health, he gets all the benefit. If he destroys his health with drugs, etc., with alcohol, unhealthy food, junk food, etc., then he suffers the consequences. Similarly with time. If a person values his time, he makes great, great profit. And if a person does not value his time, he loses out. It comes in a hadith also, when night falls after Isha, people get divided in three groups. One is that group that engages in the ibadat of Allah and they gain. Another group is who engage in vice and sin and in that black acts of night. And they, for them, the night is a curse. And the others who go to sleep, they neither gain, they neither lose. So the day of Qiyamah is a day of gaining and losing. A day when our balance sheet will come out and we will see what we have gained, what we have lost. And that is forever after that, whatever those results come out. So it is very important that a person must always keep the day of Qiyamah in mind, for that is the day which is going to determine whether he lost in this world or whether he gained. And a person who gains also wants to gain much more. If he made 20 million profit, he would wish it was 40 million. So that is the day that we want to make all that profit. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. اور جو کوئی یقین لائے اور اللہ پر اور کرے کام بھلا. These are the people who will have gained, the people who brought iman on Allah Ta'ala, and those people who did righteous deeds which protected their iman and strengthened their iman. And one other great benefit, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. اُتَارْ دِگَا اُس پر اُس کی بُرَائِيَا. Allah will forgive his sins. Make only his profits. All his losses, Allah will write them off. For that person who brings iman and does good deeds, Allah will only give him righteousness, and all his losses, Allah will write them off. وَيُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ اور داخل کرے گا اس کو باغوں میں جن کے نیچے بہتی ہے ندیاں. And Allah will enter him into gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing. And all the other great ni'mats and enjoyments of Jannah, where a person won't have to go to shop to job, and a wife won't have to go to the kitchen to make chicken. Everything will be found ready. Your garden, you won't have to maintain it. No paying accounts of water and lights. No arguments about accounts or anything. It is just enjoyment all the time, through and through. خالدین فیہا رہا کرے اس میں, and they will remain in there forever and ever. خالدین فیہا ابدا, forever they will remain in their Jannah. ذالک الفوز العظیم, that is the great success. That is really the success what a person has to work for, the success of the day of the Akhirah. And on the other hand, the losers will be those people, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, اور جو لوگ منکر ہوئے اور جھٹلائے انہوں نے ہماری آیتیں. And those people who falsified and denied the ayats of Allah Ta'ala. They did not believe in Allah, in the life of the Qabr, of the day of Qiyamah. So consequently, they didn't do any good actions also. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, وہ لوگ ہیں دوزخ والے. These will be the people of the fire of Jahannam. And Jahannam, half of it is blazing fire, and the other half is blazing, is boiling water. And they will alternate between the two. And خالدین فیہا رہا کرے اسی میں, and they will remain in there forever and ever. So kufr is a thing to be feared very greatly. And we should make an effort that whoever we can give da'wat of Islam and let him enter it, let him believe in Allah, the last day, the life of the Qabr, that person will be successful. And if we don't, then those people who are, we are living with and benefiting from, but they will have to stay in the fire of Jahannam forever. And also amongst us, we must also make effort. Iman, Allah has blessed most of us by birth. It is up to us to look after this iman now. Continuously, we must not spoil it with sins and guna and all evils all the time. This iman can get completely corroded and lost and be wiped out completely also. So we have to look after this iman. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ اور بُرِي جَگَا جَا پُونچے, and it's a very terrible and bad place that these non-believers have reached. So it is a determined year in this world. If we bring iman and do righteous deeds, it is our success. And if we don't, and we are a person who follows kufr and does not believe and does not do righteous deeds, the consequences will be in front of him as well.